Welcome to the Saturday Examen. Today is the feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, a young Jesuit saint who gave all that he had in response to God's call. This week's readings have been full of challenge and invitation. Some aspects of the challenge may have appeared superhuman, even mad. Generosity in the face of persecution, self-giving without hope of reward, trying to be as perfect as God. We make our examen trusting in God's amazing grace, given without our earning or deserving it, rather than in any spiritual heroism on our part. Jesus' teaching on resistance to evil goes against every human instinct to defend ourselves by retaliation or trying to seem stronger than our opponent. At the heart of it lies the mystery of his passion, which in turn leads to the unexpectedness of his resurrection. Like his disciples, we struggle to make sense of what is happening when we are in the midst of such experiences. What do this week's readings say to you about your own call to follow Jesus? Jesus takes us beyond mere non-violence to active love and generosity to those who behave ill towards us. Again, it seems contrary to human nature. How did you find yourself responding to this invitation to radical conversion? What graces have you found yourself praying for this week? Paul takes up the theme of giving beyond what is reasonable. Have you found yourself opening up to that call to radical generosity, or is there something that prevents you responding as you might wish? Jesus teaches us to pray, but the prayer he gave can so easily become a formula. When invited to take that prayer slowly and thoughtfully, was there any part of it that struck you and stayed with you? How might you want to pray it in the future? Take time to think of the graces you feel you need and want to ask for. Graces for yourself and also for the world as it is right now. God is only waiting for you to ask for what you most desire, wanting to fulfill those desires in the way and time that are best. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.